If I get dizzy halfway during the sit-up project.
You get up, go take a pee, answer your telephone, wash your hands, come back and continue. No problem. Sit-up knows nature calls.
I start feeling lightheaded halfway during the puja.
You feel too lightheaded, you go take a nap, come back. Nothing mystical. You're not becoming an oracle, you're not having a vision, nothing. Just relax. Okay, sit-up, you feel lightheaded, your hands standing up, your hair standing up, your armpit hair standing up, wonderful. If you're not dizzy, continue and finish it. If you feel dizzy, funny like that, maybe you go have a, you have a nice, I don't know, maybe your sugar level went down. Okay, so don't try to change that into, oh, I feel lightheaded. Does that mean I have a special connection? Does it mean Setrup is entering me? Am I becoming an oracle? Do I have a special link? Am I special? No. You do Setrup Puja, you feel a little lightheaded, get a drink, have a little sugar, maybe your blood sugar's gone down. If that's not it, go take a nap. Say, excuse me, Setrup, I'm a little lightheaded because I'm airheaded. So go take a nap and come back. If you can push it and finish it. Nothing magical, nothing mystical. You're not special. You don't stick out. Setrup's not entering you. You're not an oracle. You're not connected to him from your previous life. You're not an emanation of him. He's not emanating for you. You're just a normal person praying to Setrup. The end. All right?
And also, how can I explain?
Excuse me for being a little rude.
It's okay, I need that.
Nice kid.
How can I explain to my parents, my family, on offering alcohol to the Buddha?
You don't have to explain, just offer milk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, easy. So if your parents don't like alcohol to the Buddha, you just offer milk. They don't like milk, offer water. You say, Setra, sorry, my parents don't allow alcohol in the house. You're going to have to stick with milk. You don't like it, too bad. So Setra, maybe he's not happy, go to another pub. It's all right. Okay? Setra doesn't care what you offer from your heart. From your heart, offer whatever. It doesn't have to be this. That's why I said in Tibet, it might have been sacred. Here, you can offer Coca-Cola. Remember I said that earlier, Joey? I like him. Can tease him. Anyway, not bad of a question. Sounds interesting. Questions? Isn't this fun? The question session is very fun because we get to see everybody and what they think. Yes, Bandana.
Can I ask a question that is not about Setrup Puja?
Sure.
I have high blood pressure. Sometimes when my blood pressure is high.
Okay, what we need to do is just get to the question.
Yeah.
Let's skip the life story. Just the question.
Yeah, it's about meditation. I mean, it's about when we and do the mantra and the meditation. So I noticed that when my blood pressure is higher, I can focus more. Is that some connection or something?
I don't know. Really, I don't know. When I have high blood pressure and I do the mantras, I don't get more excited, I just get a headache. Because the blood is rushing. But I don't know if it's a connection. But definitely, it's not Setrup giving you the blood pressure, and your high blood pressure going up is not Setrup. It's not related. All right, so when you have high blood pressure, lose weight. Cut down on the salt, and then do the puja. How's that? We got an explanation now.
I'm saying that when the blood pressure is higher, then I can focus better than
when your blood pressure is higher, you can focus better?
Yes.
Eat the salt and meditate. All right, just swallow that salt. Put on more weight. Maybe by eating more salt, you can be a Buddha. That's right. So next time you become a Buddha, we'll call you high blood pressure Buddha. We'll draw a tanka of you with a thermometer. Any Dharma questions, please? I'm not a doctor.